好，现在我们继续来学习啊信仰的挑战。
And so right now we will continue learning about the challenges of faith.
啊，早上呢，我们谈到啊亲情的挑战。亲情的 relationship, family relationship.
In the morning we studied about the challenges of family relationships.
那因为家里的人哈，我们是每天生活在一起。
Because we live with our family every day.
那当然有些时候会受到，会大家会互相影响。
And so sometimes we have problems with each other.
那我们下午呢，来谈到，另外一种挑战。
And so in the afternoon we will study a different challenge.
做现实利益的挑战。现实的利益，我们现在 realistic interest.
And so we'll talk about realistic interests this afternoon.
啊，因为我们生活是很现实的。
And so because our life is realistic.
啊，生活又跟金钱呢啊离不开关系。
And so there's also a disconnect between that and our spiritual life.
金钱，钱 ，money.
Oh, and with money.
啊，因为我们生活不管怎么的生活，再怎么节俭啊，还是需要金钱。
And so our life, no matter how much we cut down, we still need money.
那所以要怎么来啊处理钱的问题
？And so how do we resolve the issue of needing money?
啊，当然钱是经过大家很辛苦去赚来的。
And so obviously money is something that we work hard to have.
啊，大家也可以拥有很多的钱，因为大家啊是透过大家的才能啊去赚来取得的。
And so we would all want to have a lot of money because we work hard to gain what we do have.
啊，但是赚钱的原则，这个原则哈，有些时候会跟信仰的原则是互相冲突的。
But then sometimes the motive, the principle of earning money will conflict with the principle or spiritual principles.
好，那么请看历代志下。
Let's look at Second Chronicles.
历代志下二十五章。
Second Chronicles chapter 25.
啊，第五节。
Verse 5.
历代志下第五二十五章第五节。
Second Chronicles chapter 25 verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
亚玛谢召聚犹大人，按着犹大和便雅悯的宗族设立千夫长、百夫长，又数点人数，从二十岁以外能拿枪、拿盾牌出去打仗的精兵，共三十万。第六节
，verse 6，
又用银子一百他连德啊，银子一百他连德，从以色列招募了十万大能的勇士。第七节
，verse 7，
那有一个神人来见亚玛谢，对他说啊，主啊，王啊，不要使以色列的军兵与你同去，因为神不与以色列人以法莲的后裔同在啊。第八节
，verse 8。
你若一定要去，就奋勇征战吧。但神必使你败在敌人面前，因为神能助人得胜，也能使人轻败。第九节
，verse 9。
那亚玛谢就问神人说：“那我给了以色列军的那一百他连德怎么样呢？”神人回答说：“神能够把更多的赐给你。”啊，最后一句话我们再念一次啊。
So let's repeat this last
phrase. 神能把更多的赐给你。
The Lord is able to give you much more than this.
所以这个就是我们基督徒在处理金钱的一个原则。
And so this is a principle that we should have as a Christian.
所以我们就不需要去跟别人来计较啊这些金钱的问题。
And so we do not need to compete with others over this issue of money.
啊，也不需要去争，不需要用不法的手段啊，用不法的手段去取得。
And so we do not need to use illegal means in order to gain money.
所以说君子啊，取财也是有道啊，要合法的。
So the way in which we earn money should be legal.
所以主耶稣他一直提醒我们啊，说不要贪心。
And so Jesus reminds us that we should not be greedy.
那有些时候我们好像是蒙受到金钱的损失。
And so sometimes we feel like we lose out on having money.
那我们虽然是没有损失，但是我们很在意，我们很在意我们钱财是不是会遭遇到损失。
But we need to make sure that we stick to our principles.
啊，比如说最近这个中美贸易战啊，中美的贸易战，美国跟中国在贸易战。
Oh, so right now, the United States and China are having issues with economics.
啊，所以导致股票呢这样上上下下。
And so our stocks are going up and down, up and down.
那当然，有的人啊很在意。
And so some people are very worried.
因为假如股票下跌的话，那对他的财产要损失相当多啊。
Because if the stocks go down, then they actually lose a lot.
那但是我们要以怎么样的态度来看我们所拥有的钱财啊，是不是遭遇到损失啊
？And so we need to look further. Do we actually lose anything in our eternal assets?
啊，就是啊，不要啊，不要把它放在心上啊，因为神能够把更多的给我们。
And so we should not put this on ourselves because God is able to give us more than this.
所以我们今天所依靠的是神的本身，神的这位全能的主。
And so what we rely upon is God.
就在经济非常糟糕的时候
So even when the economy is not doing well,
我们仍然能够生存
We are able to continue living our life.
不但能够生存
And not only can we continue to live our life,
而且能够生存得很好，能够活得很好
We are able to live well.
我们请看创世纪
Let's look at Genesis.
创世纪二十六章
，Genesis chapter 26，
二十六章的第一节
，26 verse 1，
创世纪二十六章的第一节
，Genesis chapter 26 verse 1，
在亚伯拉罕的日子，那地有一次饥荒，这时呢又有饥荒，以撒就往基大而去了，到了非利士人的王亚美尼的那里。第二节
，verse 2，
那神向以撒显现，说啊。你不要下埃及去，要住在我所指示你的地。第三节
，verse three，
你寄居在这地，我必与你同在，赐福给你，因为我要将这些地都赐给你和你的后裔。我必定坚定我向你父亚伯拉罕所起的誓。我们看到当时呢，我们很清楚啊，在亚伯拉罕的年代有饥荒，所以亚伯拉罕他说。移民到暂时啊，移民到埃及地。
And so here we see that in the days of Abraham there was a famine, and so he moved to Egypt.
那这个是一个经济的活动。
And this was something that happened in history.
因为人就是哪里有钱赚啊，就是往那边来迁移。
Because people always moved to where they were able to earn money.
啊，好像以前游牧民族啊，哪里有水草啊，他们就把羊啊赶到哪里去。
Similarly, in the past, wherever there was water and grass, shepherds would go there.
那这是很正常的。
And this is normal.
啊，这是很正常的经济活动啊。
This is a normal process of life.
啊，所以在以撒啊这个年代呢，又有饥荒发生。
And so in the days of Isaac, there was also a famine.
啊，就是在产生这个经济啊不景气啊。
And so the economy was not doing well.
所以导致人们的生活就变得非常的困苦。
And so their lives were hard.
那他就想要移民到啊，再迁居到埃及地区。
And so he wanted to go to Egypt.
因为埃及有尼罗河，这个尼罗河的三角洲那边啊，比较有多的谷物。
And so because Egypt had the Nile River Delta, there was more that they could do there.
啊，那里有比较多的牛草来供给他们的牛羊来吃。
And there was also more grass for their flocks to feed on.
所以这个是很正常的一个反应啊。
And so this is a normal response.
啊，但是神说
，But God said,
哎，你不用移民到这个埃及地区呀。
He said, you do not need to go down to Egypt.
啊，就住在这里就可以。
Just live in the land I tell you to.
啊，住在这里哈，啊，可是住在这里呢，这里是饥荒啊。
But to stay here, these lands were not good.
啊，但是呢，以撒就听从神的吩咐。
But Isaac listened to God.
啊，他就住在那里。
And he stayed there.
啊，结果呢？
And then what happened?
我们要知道这个故事啊。
And we know what happens in the story.
那看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
十二。
Let's look at verse 12.
十二节啊，以撒在那地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成，神祝福给他。十三节。
Verse 13.
他就昌大，日增月盛啊，成了大富户。十四节。
Verse 14.
他有。羊群、牛群，又有许多仆人，非利士人就嫉妒他。我们看，他仍然住在神所指示的地方的时候啊，他得到什么结果呢
And so we see what happens when Isaac stayed where God told him to.
因为以前叫他留在那个地方是谁呢？是神。
Because God told him to stay there.
所以神既然要他留在那里，就叫神的旨意。
And so because God told him to stay there, God had his will for Isaac.
啊，既然神说的，当然神就要供给他每一天生活所需呀。
And so because it was under the direction of God, God provided for his daily needs.
结果哦，他在那个地方耕种。
And so he actually had even more by staying there.
因为就是做他能够做的。
And he just did what he could do.
哦，所以神虽然以前有应许他啊，要祝福他，但是他没有想说，哎，那我不用做什么，我就在这里等着嘛，坐在这里等着就可以了。
And so even though God had promised to bless him, he did not sit there and just wait for God.
哦，我们还是要尽我们本分，做我们应该要做的。
We should still do what we can.
还是我们今天你该再发这个你的resume履历表，你就该寄呀。
So today.We should still have our resume, and we should still apply to jobs.
然后在我们活动当中呢，我们这些活动当中，神就会带领我们的脚步。
And in our, and so if we do this, then God will guide our footsteps.
好像我刚来美国也是一样，就刚来美国也是一样啊，就是照常要去找工作了，还是要去找那些可以养活家庭的一些方法。
And so in America, we do the same thing. We go around to find where we can get a job.
然后在这个当中呢，神就带领我们的脚步。
And so through this process, God will guide our footsteps.
就很奇妙的就带领啊。
And miraculously, God will guide us.
哎，就带领，以我来说啊，神就带领我做生意啊。
And for me in particular, God guided my business.
啊，当时要做生意啊，我们家里的人有些人就反对啊。
And originally, when I wanted to start my own business, I had family members who objected.
因为我们也不是做生意的料子啊。
Because I was not a businessman.
其实我们没有这个心啊，想要做生意。
And I did not actually have the spirit to want to own a business.
就像以撒当时他只是做他能够做的，他就撒种啊。
But Isaac did what he could. He sowed his seeds.
在撒种的时候，当时可能有人认为说，哎，你做什么这个那么干旱，哪里会有收成
？And so there were probably people in that day who asked him, "Why are you sowing the seeds? There's no water."
但是他就做他所能够做的。
But he did what he could.
结果神就祝福带领啊。
And then God blessed him.
那一年的收成就不错了，很好。
And then he reaped 100-fold.
不但是如此啊，他还成了嘛大富户。
And so not only did he reap more than normal, it was 100-fold.
以致这些弗利士人啊都很嫉妒他。
And it was so much that the Philistines envied him.
所以我们对金钱处理，我们都有金钱的态度啊。
And so our attitude towards money.
神给我们的时候是感谢主啊。
Whenever God gives us money, we should be thankful.
但是不用刻意的去追求。
But we do not need to take extra effort to seek after it.
以前我做生意的时候，对我来讲一个很深刻的体验。
And so a story of mine from when I was running my business.
所以我就愿意跟大家一起分享啊。
I am willing to share it with everyone.
因为我在做电脑生意的时候，那同时啊，就去做了教育局哈。跟他申请一个补习班呢。
And so when I was running my computer business, I had joined a tutoring class.
然后就开设一些课程。
And I started some classes.
要电脑的嘛，会计课程啊，什么电脑修理啊，电脑的网络的课程。
And there were classes regarding different programs and also online classes.
那还有一个课程啊，就是这个要考高中生要考大学。一个SAT 课程
，and there was also one class for the SATs.
好，那刚开始的时候没有去做广告啊。
And so when I first started, I did not advertise.
就是用口传啊，说我们这里有 SAT 的课程啊，要不要来参加
？It was only by word of mouth. I told people we have SAT classes. Would you like to join?
结果感谢主啊，来了很多人呢。
And thank God, many people came.
甚至那个桌子就还不够坐哦。
And so,
椅子还不够坐了。
We did not even have enough chairs.
我还必须要把这样子，好像就变成很挤呀。
And it became very crowded.
好，那这个这一期结束以后
，And after this time period,
那我们想说，哎，生意不错，那再可以这个课程可以开，可以再继续呀。
And so since it was doing well, we thought, oh, we can continue these classes.
那所以我们就花了很多的钱哈去做广告。
And so we started spending a lot of money on advertising.
我花了大概美金啊，那个时候大概6000多块。
And at that time, I spent around $6,000.
结果呢，
And then what happened?
连一个人来都没有。
Not a single person came.
所以有些时候你刻意要去追求的时候，就是没有。
So sometimes when you put in too much effort, you do not gain anything.
你没有很刻意要去追求神带领你的路的时候，反而那个收成很多。
But when you don't put all of your effort in, but you let God guide you, then God can bless you.
这是我个人体验。
This is my personal experience.
所以我是认为，真的我们就是要依靠主的。
And so I really believe that we should rely upon God.
我们就不需要第一个原则，我们不需要去跟别人争。
And so it does not need to be our priority to fight with others.
因为神能够把更多的给我们。
Because God is able to give us more.
有个信徒，他跟朋友就买一些地。
There was a brother who bought some land with friends.
那他们买好，以后共同买了以后，他们后来觉得，还是分一分比较好了。
And after they bought the piece of land, they decided it would be better to split it up.
那这位信徒也说好，那你分就分，随你分的，看看你要哪一块地给我就给我。
And so this brother, her, told his friends, "Oh, whatever piece of land you want to split up to me, then I will take that piece."
结果呢？结果哈，他就分的最不好的那块地。
And he was actually split the worst piece of land.
最不好的地啊。
It was the worst.
那他没关系啊，他。这个基督徒其实很有爱心，也很有信心呐。
And so this
我们教会的信徒
，this brother he had a lot of love for his friends, so he said, okay, that's fine.
那经过几年以后
，and after a few years,
那土地重划
，the land change
重新规划，土地重新规划整理。
They reconditioned all the land.
那结果他的地就变成很值钱，就有个商业地，有马路，他的地很靠近大马路旁边呢。
And his piece of land ended up being very close to a major road.
反而他的朋友本来是很有价值的地，现在就变成因为重新规划以后，就变成价值都不像他那么高。
So after that, his friend's pieces of land were not actually worth as much as his.
所以真的神要给谁就给谁啊。
So if God wants, God will give to whomever He chooses.
虽然目前看起来好像是吃亏。
So if currently it looks like you are having a loss.
但是神有办法把更多的给我们。
God is able to give us more.
所以不需要害怕。
So you do not need to be afraid.
所以我们年轻人在上班。
So for the youth who are working.
你也千万不要想说，你这样子分配工作分配，我很吃亏啊。
You don't have to think about, oh, I'm not working, therefore I'm losing out on.
我那么认真工作，好像都没有人看得见，都没有人看见。
I work so hard, but nobody sees it.
没关系，神在看呢。
It's okay, God sees it.
神能够把更多的给我们。
God can bless us.
神有办法
，God has a way，
他会用一些我们想不到的方法来弥补我们。
He can guide us in ways that we cannot imagine。
所以圣经上说，敬畏神的人一无所缺的。
And so those who rely upon on God will not have a lack。
好，我们来看诗篇啊。
Let's look at Psalms。
诗篇十五篇。
Psalms chapter 15。
诗篇十五篇。
Psalm chapter 15.
十五篇的第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
诗篇十五篇的第四节。
Psalms chapter 15, verse 4.
他眼中藐视毁灭，却尊重那些敬畏神的人。他发了誓，虽然自己吃亏了，也不更改。这里提到这个神所喜欢的人，能够住在神的圣山上的人。
And so here it says that like God honors those who fear Him.
然后神要与他们同在的人。
And God will stay with those who are with Him.
这里说这说了很多种那第四节。
And in verse 4.
说这种人，他虽然发誓虽然是自己吃亏他也不会更改。
And so here it says, he who swears to his own hurt does not and does not change.
像我们刚刚所看的圣经，亚玛谢他花了100 talents的银子这个金子然后去聘请一些军队来帮助他作战。
And so in the previous story, the king hired using 100 pieces of silver to all these men.
一百塔连德的金子很多啊。
100 talents of silver is a lot of money.
后来神人说不可以叫这以色列百姓跟你一起打仗啊。
But God told him, you cannot bring the army of Israel with you to fight.
因为神不与他们同在。
Because God is not with them.
因为他们都去拜偶像了。
And they had gone to worship idols.
那王说，那我已经花了那么多钱，怎么办呢？
And then the king asked, what do I do with this money?
没关系。
And he was told it's okay.
花了，神能够把更多的给你。
To cut your losses because God is able to give you more.
啊，所以保罗也说我们啊要满足啊，要能够知足。
And so Paul also told us that we must be content.
我们请看提摩太前书。
Let's look at 1 Timothy.
第六章。
Verse chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章的第六节
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 6
第六节
verse 6
第六节
verse 6
第六章第六节男儿敬虔加上知足的心便是大力的第七节
verse 7
因为我们没有带什么到世上来也没有带什么去第八节
verse 8
只要有衣有食就当知足第九节
verse 9
但那些想发财的人就陷在迷惑落在网罗和许多无知有害的事欲离，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。第十节
，verse ten，
贪财是万恶之根。有人贪恋钱财，就要被引诱离开了正道，让许多愁苦把自己吃透了。啊，这边是提到要知足啊。
And so here it tells us that we must be content.
哎，有的时候我们也会烦恼说，我们的啊钱财是不是会变少了？
And so sometimes we worry if our net worth will decrease.
其实都不用了。
But we do not need to worry about this.
神已经祝福我们太多，要感恩都来不及了，就不需要再去烦恼。
God has already blessed us, and we do not need to worry.
我们看一看啊，除了这个在这边出生的弟兄姐妹以外啊，我们啊其他弟兄姐妹都是第一代，从大陆还是从中国啊，还是从这个台湾移民来啊，还是从马来西亚移民来这里的。
So aside from those who were born here, we are all immigrants, whether it's from China, Southeast Asia, or Taiwan.
那移民来的时候，我们身上带了多少来呢
？And when we came, how much did we bring with us?
那当然，有的人带了，因为台湾有积蓄啊，所以带了不少来。
And so some people, because they had means in Taiwan, they actually brought a lot with them.
但是以很多弟兄姐妹的情况来说
，But a lot of our brothers and sisters.
来美国的时候只是两个皮箱啊。
They came to America with just two suitcases.
那我来的时候是一个皮箱，还有一个这个手提袋。
And when I came, I just had one suitcase and one carry-on.
身上带着$2,000的美金就来了。
And I had $2,000 in U.S. money.
所以那天我还提醒我太太说，我们要感恩呐。
And so the other day, I told my wife, we should be thankful.
你想想，我们刚来的时候带了多少钱来而已啊。
If you think about when we first came to America, how much did we bring with us?
那现在神祝福我们实在是很多。
And compared to now, God has blessed us greatly.
大家更是这样。
And all of us have these stories.
所以我们就不需要烦恼。你看，我们从无到有。
And so we do not need to worry. All of us came from nothing, and we have something now.
神有办法使更多的给我们。
And God is able to give us more.
所以我们就不需要再烦恼。
So we do not need to worry.
要有衣有食当知足。
And so we need to be godly and be content.
神能够带领我们到今天这个地步。
And God is able to guide us to this day.
同样的神也能够带领我们下一个脚步啊
！And the same God is able to guide our next steps.
所以我们就不需要烦恼啊。So、当然，我们也不需要不要贪心。
And so we do not need to worry, and we should not be greedy.
因为贪的话，就是有一种预期啊。
Because if we are greedy, it becomes a temptation.
有一个预期 expectation， 你要有预期要得到什么
？There's an expectation that you will gain something.
那当没有得到的时候，就失望就很大。
And when you do not gain this, you lose hope.
甚至还有可能被骗。
And you may also be tricked.
那这样子的话，真的是会愁苦吃透啊。
And this is just causing pain on yourself.
所以我们要依靠神。
And so we should rely on God.
所以有时候钱财会损失啊。
And so sometimes we will have some loss.
但是我们就依靠神。
But we should just rely on God.
因为神能够把更多的给我们。
Because God is able to give us more.
那我们来看这个职业哈。
And so let's look at
profession.
Your profession, your career.
那职业有些时候我们找到一个工作。
And so in our career, sometimes we find a job.
可是呢，距离教会很远。
But it's very far from church.
薪水很高。
And maybe we'll make a lot of money.
距离教会比较近的哈，还是离家比较近的，薪水不高。
And the job that is closer to church or closer to home does not have as high of a salary.
还是甚至于比较远的呢，还要住在那里呀，导致说两地要分居呀，是吧？孩子还是一个配偶住在家里，那另外一个找到工作比较远，就要离开家住在另外一个地点。
Or sometimes it may require two spouses, especially with kids, to live separately. And this is a realistic scenario. And somewhere that's farther away, obviously they will compensate you for that. So what do we do? And so this is a challenge we will face. Let's look at 2 Chronicles.
历代志下11章
2 Chronicles chapter 11
11章的13节
2 Chronicles chapter 11 verse 13
历代志下11章13节
2 Chronicles chapter 11 verse 13
13节
verse 13
以色列全地的祭司和利未人多从四方来归罗伯安 14节
14
那利未人撇下他们的郊野和产业 来到犹大与耶路撒冷 是因为 耶罗伯安和他的儿子拒绝他们，不许他们供祭司职分来侍奉神。那这里我们看到以色列全地啊，他们有祭司。And
so there were priests in the land of Judah.
但是呢，在以色列地啊，是在这个耶罗伯安的带领之下啊，因为耶罗伯安当时是当王啊。And
the king of Israel at the time was Rehoboam.
那15节说，耶罗伯安啊，为丘坛、为鬼魔、为自己所住的牛犊设立祭司啊，他是私底下设立祭司，那不准神所高立的这些人为祭司。And
so Rehoboam had actually appointed for himself different priests.
啊，你看利未人不能够当祭司呢。And
so the Levites were no longer able to be priests.
所以他们是被拒绝的，不能够担当他们的职务啊。And
they had been cut off and unable to work in their profession.
所以他们就不能够再侍奉神了。And
they were unable to serve the Lord.
因为他们的职分已经被非法剥夺了。Because
their right was taken away from them.
导致他们失去工作。And
they had no job.
那怎么办呢?
So what did they do?
他们就要搬家。And
so they moved.
他们就要搬到犹大与耶路撒冷。And
so they left Israel and went to Jerusalem.
因为那里有神所设立的祭司，还有那个，还有。 那祭司的制度，献祭的制度啊。Because
there were still priests there.
因为那里是在罗伯安的带领之下。Because
Rehoboam was king there.
我们看17节。Let's
look at verse 17.
这个罗伯安强盛，因为他们三年遵循大卫和所罗门的道，所以罗伯安是带领全国的百姓来认识神的。And
so Rehoboam had brought the people back to recognizing God.
所以这些利未人，他们就搬家，他们本来是住在以色列地啊，现在就搬家，虽然是很辛苦，要搬家，但是他们搬到能够敬拜神的地方。And
so the Levites, they moved from somewhere where they could not worship God to somewhere where they could.
他们也可以选择，就是服务在耶罗伯安的手下，那我也当你这些外邦鬼神的祭司好了。They
could actually have become a priest for the idols.
为了那一份工作，为了收入啊。
Just for having this job.
但是他们没有这样想。
But they did not think this way.
他们放弃啊，他们本来有的。
They gave up what they originally had.
为着要敬拜神。
In order to worship God.
他们就很远，就一直搬到耶路撒冷的地方啊。
And they moved to Jerusalem.
所以我们在找工作也是一样啊。And
so when we look for a job, we must think the same way.
我们在选择职业的原则就是能够敬拜神的地方。
Our priority is somewhere that we can worship God.
所以工作环境啊，有些时候也会影响信仰。
And our work environment can also affect our spirituality.
有些工作啊，比较不适合基督徒。
And there are some careers that are not as suitable for Christians.
因为这个上班时间啊，这个工作时间很长啊。
Because the working hours are very long.
啊，就不能够守安息日。
And therefore, you cannot worship on the Sabbath.
所以平常就不能够跟信徒们有团契。
And then you cannot have fellowship with your brothers and sisters.
也不能够正常来聚会敬拜神。
And you cannot regularly come to church and worship.
那这个我们就要考虑。
And so we should consider this.
我们看当时利未人，这些祭司，他们就离开他们本来的地方，搬到能够敬拜神的地方。
And so we see the Levites of the time, they moved somewhere from somewhere where they could not worship God to somewhere where they could.
所以我们找职业的时候，在利益冲突之下，我们还是要以信仰的原则为优先。
So when we look for a new job, we must still have put our priority in God.
然后呢，再考虑到这个家庭的原则。
And then we should think about our family.
所以信仰是第一个考虑的。
First is spirituality.
然后呢，再来家庭。
And then your family.
因为夫妻只要是分开两个地方啊，短期是可以，但是呢，长期也不是办法。
And so if two spouses are living separately, if it's for short term, it could be okay, but in the long term, it is not a solution.
因为夫妻两个分太久了以后。
Because after spouses are separated for a while,
两个人的这个生活习惯就不一样了。
Their lifestyles change.
啊，甚至于假设太太在外地，那她回来的话，她可能到时候放哪里呀、啊，她都不知道了，因为你重新安排的，所以她好像客人的，到时候放哪里呀、啊。这个盘子放哪里，她可能一直找不到。
And so, if the wife moves away for a while and comes back, then she may not know where the knives and plates in the kitchen are because you've rearranged everything.
那这个有些时候很容易产生冲突，因为两个人的生活习惯不一样的。
And this could cause arguments because their lifestyles have changed.
所以我们在找职业还是要以家庭哈，这个信仰第一，然后以家庭也要考虑。
And so, after our spirituality, we must consider our family.
啊，以前我太太还在芝加哥上班。
In the past, my wife was still working in Chicago.
那时候我已经被安排到撒迦缅度教会。
And I was assigned to Sacramento Church.
那当然，我们两个已经分开大概五六年了。
And we had been separated for a good 5 or 6 years.
那后来派到撒迦缅度以后。
And after I was assigned to Sacramento.
因为他在芝加哥上班啊，上班当然你这个资历就一点比一点的多嘛，你薪水会一点比一点的高啊。
And so, obviously, if you work at the same place for a while, then your career in the company, you'll keep getting promoted and you'll earn more money.
其实他在芝加哥的待遇是不错的。
And so she actually had a decent salary in Chicago.
但是我就告诉他说要辞掉，把工作辞掉。
But I told her that she should quit her job.
当然刚开始也很难接受。
And so at first it was very hard to accept.
因为的确工作的待遇是不错。
Because it was actually a pretty good job.
但是呢，我们所有的这个钱呢，钱不是能够解决一切的东西的。
But money is not able to solve all of our problems.
那钱也并不代表着一切。
And money does not always bring peace.
有些时候这个亲情夫妻之间的友谊的这个关系还是这个这种的情不能够用金钱买来的。
And so oftentimes the relationship between spouses cannot be bought with money.
所以金钱再多也不能够取代夫妻之间的感情。
And so just because you have a lot of money does not mean you have a good relationship.
所以感谢主那我太太就同意把她工作辞掉。
And so, thank God, my wife accepted and she quit her job.
来住在一起。
And we live together.
所以这是神的恩典呢。
And so, this is God's blessing.
就是能够看淡这个工作以家庭为优先。
That we're able to value family over the job.
所以我们在工作考量的时候，也要考虑到家庭的整体性。
So when considering our career, we must also think about our family.
尤其孩子还小的时候，他们更是需要有爸爸，也要需要妈妈，两个人同时在。
Especially when our children are young, they really do need both of the parents around.
所以我们要把这个家庭因素考虑在内。
And so you should consider your family.
所以根据创世纪二十多章那里的记载。
And so based on Genesis chapter 26.
那以撒他也是有个平衡的生活。
Isaac also had a certain lifestyle.
就是以信仰为第一。
And he put his relationship with God first.
所以他到了时候，他到了的时候先筑坛献祭。
And so wherever he went, the first thing he did was set up his altar.
他不是赶快为自己的建立一个家庭，建立一张房子，盖房子。
He did not build his house first.
他是先筑坛献祭。
He first set up his altar.
来敬拜神。
To worship God.
然后呢，他在有一个家在筑他帐篷
，and then he set up his tent，
然后在挖井给这些牲畜动物来喝
，and then he dug wells to provide water for his livestock。
所以从这里我们就可以看到属灵优先，有一个属灵的哈。
And so here we see there's an order of your priorities。
宗教生活优先。
And so your,
然后在这家庭,
your spirituality should come first, then your family.
才是我们的职业,
and then it's your career.
好。那么再来一个啊。
And so following.
就是这个文化的冲击啊。
It's culture.
文化潮流的挑战。
And expectations from society.
那当然啊，圣经里头啊，没有什么潮流啦，也没有什么这个文化这几个字。
And so, obviously, the Bible does not specifically talk about culture or society.
啊，以前用字跟现在用字啊，这个一样的事物，但是可能用文字来表达，啊，不一样的字来表达。
And so, what they used back then to describe certain scenarios are different than what we use.
啊，所以圣经里头啊，有这个风俗、恶俗、世俗啊，世界、世人这几个字。
And so, there are many words in the Bible that are used to describe different types of sins.
我们看到风俗、恶俗、世俗，还有世界的时候啊，就是等于我们现在所谓的世界潮流这几个字。
And so when we see those words, it's what we use to describe our current temptations.
我们在读圣经读到啊这些字的时候啊，我们可以自动转换成为啊世界的潮流。
And so when we see these word, specific words in the Bible, we translate it in our head to mean the temptation, current temptation.
我们看利未记二十章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 20.
利未记二十章的二十三节。
Leviticus chapter 20, verse 23.
二十章二十三节。
Leviticus chapter 20, verse 23.
二十三节。
23.
我在你们面前所逐出的国民，你们不可随从他们的风俗，因为他们行的这一切的事，所以我厌恶他们。二十四。
24.
但我对你们说过，你们要承受他们的地，就是我要赐给你们我业牛奶与蜜之地。我是主你们的神，使你们与万民有别的啊。那这里是提到我们不要啊，就告诉当时以色列百姓啊，不可随从他们的风俗。
And so here God tells them that they should not follow the statutes of the nation that they were setting that was being cast out.
好，那我们现在风俗呢，就是把它改变了我们现在的文字。
And so the statutes are.We would translate it for us today as the current culture.
就是文化潮流了。
And so the current culture in society.
啊，所以我们不要效法现在这个世界的文化潮流。
And so we should not follow the ways of our current of the current world.
这个潮流一般所指的哈，当然不会好的方面，都是指的比较负面的。
And so generally the direction of the world goes down.
潮流当然有些是那，我也不知道哪些潮流是好的，但是呢，一般的潮流啊，啊，都比较负面的。
And so I cannot think of a good example of current culture doing well. So, but generally it goes down.
好，我们再看十八章的第三节。
Let's look at chapter 18, verse 3.
十八章第三节。
Leviticus chapter 18, verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
你们从前住的埃及地，那里人的行为你们不可效法。我要领你们到的迦南地，那里人的行为也不可效法，也不可照他们的恶俗行啊。这边还提到恶俗，这个不好的风俗。
And so here it also mentions that they should not walk in their ordinances.
啊，所以我们就是说，不要按照现在不好的潮流。这个潮流有可能有一些好的，有点不好的，但是就不要按照不好的潮流。
And so, in the Chinese version, it specifies the negative ordinances, and so we should not follow the negative things.
啊，现在潮流是什么？啊
，And what are the current?
啊，我们主要谈这个现在潮流多元文化的主义，多元文化。这个 multicultural.
So right now we have our world is multicultural.
那多元就是表示说要互相尊重。
And so it means that we must respect one another.
什么教义都没关系，反正大家都相信神，大家都相信耶稣基督。
And so people will say it doesn't matter what denomination you are as long as you worship Jesus.
啊，对圣经你有你的看法，我有我的看法，大家都要互相尊重。
And I have my interpretation of the Bible. You have yours, and so we must just respect each other.
啊，所以现在有很多的教派就是普世教会哈，就是 啊，只要大家都信耶稣啊，你也可以来这里啊，我们也可以去你那里，大家都一样啊，因为大家都要互相尊重。
And so now currently there are a lot of churches where they accept people from all denominations, regardless if they have different beliefs or not.
可是我们刚刚所看到的利未记二十章哈。
But in Leviticus chapter 20,
那你说神使我们与万民有分别。
It tells us that we must be separated.
啊，所以是有不一样的，有分别的，不是说大家都一样，大家都互相尊重。
There is a difference.
啊，神的本质是很排外，是独一的啊。
There is only one truth.
所以只有一个方法。
So there is only one way.
啊，只有一条道路。
There's only one path.
啊，一个拯救的方法。
One way to salvation.
啊，所以就没有说啊，这个也可以啊，那个方法也可以，大家互相尊重。
It is not this way works or that way works.
可是这个多元文化嘛，听起来好像也很有道理呀。
But if you think about it, being multicultural does sounds like it has some merits.
我们都要尊重互相的差异性。
We should respect one another.
所以现在啊，为什么外面呢、啊？这个国家他们允许啊，这个同性恋啊变成合法
？And so now a lot of countries are, they're allowing homosexuality. They're legalizing homosexuality.
也就是基于这个理由，叫多元的那个互相尊重啊。
And because they're saying that we must respect one another.
啊，我这种的倾向啊，你要尊重我。
If I live my life this way, you must respect me.
啊，基于要互相尊重，所以我们这个社会、这个国家法律也要啊认同啊这种人的存在。
And so, because we must respect one another, then our current laws must respect everyone.
啊，所以这个是他们的基础啊。
And so, this is their thought process.
但是对于信仰哈、啊，这个信仰的挑战，我们就要坚持啊我们的信仰。
But for spirituality, we must stick to what is true.
啊，所以我们就站在真理这一边呢、啊。
And so we are more conservative.
尤其我们也要告诉我们下一代。
And we also need to tell the next generation.
啊，现在学校教育也是多元文化。
And so in schools they learn to be multicultural.
啊，学生也被教导说我们要互相尊重，大家互相尊重这个差异性。
And so in school they are taught that they must respect one another.
但是对于真理哈，我们一定要坚持。
But we must stick to the truth.
啊，不管外面怎么认为啊。
No matter what.Other people in the world think.
我们是以圣经的为标准。
We use the Bible as our standard.
所以现在啊的教育啊，对我们孩子、对我们下一代的信仰的冲击啊是非常大的。
So right now, the influence of school on our kids is very, very big.
啊，所以我们要持守信仰。
And so we need to insist on our spirituality.
不断的会在这个文化潮流当中啊，被冲走。
So that we do not be washed away by society.
好，那么最后请看，马太福音。
Let's look at Matthew.
马太福音的二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章的三十六节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 36.
三十六节。
Verse 36.
但那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。三十七节。
37.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。三十八节。
38. 当
洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。三十九节。
39.
不知不觉啊，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全部冲去，人子降临也要这样。所以被冲走了是不知不觉的，不是说哎我已经知道那啊有什么水要来了我要小心，不会的，因为好像温水煮青蛙一样是不知不觉的。
So the end days will come without us knowing.
啊，所以我们现在假设不警醒的话，可能也会被这些啊不好的潮流啊思想啊学说所冲走啊。
And so if we are not careful, then we may be washed away like the flood.
因为是会慢慢的受影响
，because you will slowly get influenced。
那第一个我们会同情
，and so first we will cooperate。
那我们不是同情，我们是同情那个人，他很可怜，他必须要悔改啊！啊，不是说我们同情，我们同意他的行为。
And so we can accept them, but we do not have to accept somebody's actions。
所以我们也是需要传福音给他们呢、啊。
And so we still need to preach to them。
啊，给那些人在。这个在现今世界上啊啊随波逐流的这些人
，to those who are in the world who may be washed away，
所以我们要警醒啊，经常保守警醒。
And so we should insist on our spirituality.
我们自己要警醒，才能够告诉我们的下一代怎么能够警醒。
And so we must live our life this way so that we can tell our future generations how they should live their life.
因为我们在学生灵会的时候啊，经常有这个啊 Q&A 啊，这个问与答。
And so at SSCs, we often have Q&A.
那从问与答当中，我们就可以知道我们现在的孩子呢，受到现在教育的冲击有多深。
And so from the questions that are asked in Q&A, we can see how much our current kids are being influenced by the world.
那因为他们在学校所接触的就是这些多元文化。
Because they receive all of this education from their schools.
我们不能够跟他们到学校去的。
We cannot go with them to school.
所以就是靠大家他们回来的时候，我们看他们在学校学些什么东西，要经常跟他们沟通啊。
And so, the only time that we can influence our kids is when they're coming home. And so we must constantly communicate with our kids.
那在教会，也就是说一个安息日，大家来这里嘛，那小朋友还是学这个。宗教教育的学生，他们下午上一个小时的宗教教育的课程。
And at church, it is a very short period of time. It is only one day, and RE is only 1 hour.
最主要就是靠大家家长哈，在家里面哈，就是要警醒啊，自己要警醒。
So it really falls upon the family when they're at home.
看过我们教会的价值观，圣经的话语在哪里？神的旨意是什么
？And we must hold on to what God's teachings are.
能够警醒以后，才能够帮助我们自己的孩子，我们的下一代能够警醒。
And so by sticking to this, we are able to help our kids grow up correctly.
这样子我们教会这个神的家才会一直的延续下去。
And that way, God's family and God's house will continue on.
所以我们在信仰的挑战当中要经常警醒。
And so in our faith, we have all of these challenges.
我们一定要得胜。
And so we must remain holy.
那主一定能够帮我们得胜
，and God will help us。
所以到了犹大书犹大书是启示录前面一个书卷
And so by the time you get to Jude，
也是告诉我们要警醒
It's the last book before Revelation， and it tells us that we must hold fast。
主耶稣也是告诉我们要警醒。
And so Jesus tells us that we must hold fast。
那警醒的意思就是说告诉我们要经常眼睛要看着
It means that we must be vigilant。
要看着有事情发生的时候要怎么做。我们要是马上反应。
And we must be careful because once we see something happening, we must be able to react appropriately.
所以当我们知道我们的孩子在学校遭就受到跟圣经不一样的说法的时候，那我们要怎么做
？So once we see our kids learning something incorrect from school, how will we react?
不要失去警醒。只要失去警醒的话，我们就不会有动作。
If we do not remain vigilant, then we will not react.
那假设当我们孩子他的思想观念定型以后，要再来更正他们，叫做很难。
And once our children are set in the wrong ways, it is very hard to change.
所以我们做父母亲的还是做祖父母的大家共同来注意我们的下一代他们所接受到的这种潮流的冲击。
And so as parents, we must be very vigilant about the influences that our children are receiving.
我们要经常警醒祷告。
And we must pray often.
再唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
One hundred seventy-six.